Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I never got to work satellite trucks or anything, or live trucks. I spent years at Fox 47 in Lansing. Actually, I was working on it when I was working on production crew for the Outreach Mass at St. Thomas. I would they paid me $50 to run a DVC Pro tape up to Fox 66, and I think John Grover was the chief then. I think he was still there, and they had just launched a news department, and he showed me all the digital upgrades and stuff that Sinclair put into it, and it was pretty impressive. I guess it's all combined with WEYI now, because Sinclair owns both stations. Anyway, oh man, I'd like to catch up more with you sometime. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to cut you loose for now because we're at our destination, so we're getting ready to unpack. So, yeah, but hopefully, I'm gonna monitor the frequency here and hopefully catch up with you later on, because sounds like we have a lot of stuff in common as far as engineering and technical stuff. So. Anyway, I wish you 73, and have a great afternoon. It's great talking with you, and hopefully, like I said, catch up with you again soon. KM8DAD, I'll be clear on your final.
Right, Dan. Good hearing you. Good meeting you. I try to kind of hang out here. It's a linked system. It covers most of northern Michigan. There's the 674 is in Sheboygan. It's actually on the east shore of Mullet Lake, and then the 519 is on Cross Road Tower on the south side of Petoskey. So, pretty good coverage. I try to listen. I'm also good in the call book if you want to drop me an email. If I can answer any questions for you at all about local attractions or things to do or anything like that, I'm happy to do so. Enjoy your stay, and like I said, spend lots of money, and we'll talk to you soon. It was a pleasure meeting you, sir. And yeah, John Grover. There's a name. All right, see ya. W8RPM.